And now the shipping forecast issued by the Met Office on behalf of the Maritime and Coast Guard Agency at 0015 on Sunday the 16th of February. There are warnings of gales in Rockall, Bailey and southeast Iceland. The general synopsis at 1800. Low Trafalgar, 1004, losing its identity. The area forecasts for the next 24 hours. Viking, north Utsira. Southeasterly 4 to 6, becoming variable 2 to 4. Wintry showers, good, occasionally moderate. South Utsira, easterly 5 to 7, becoming variable 2 to 4. Fair, good. 40s, Cromarty. Southeasterly 5 to 7, occasionally 4 at first, becoming variable 2 to 4 later in northeast 40s. Wintry showers, moderate or good. 4th, Tyne, Dogger. Southeast 4 to 6, wintry showers, moderate or good, occasionally poor at first. Fisher, east 5 to 7, becoming variable 2 to 4, fair, good. German Bight, east 3 to 5, occasionally 6 at first, wintry showers, good, occasionally poor. Humber, Thames, southeast 4 to 6, rain or sleet at first, good, occasionally poor. Dover, east 3 to 5, wintry showers, moderate or good. Wight, Portland, Plymouth, east or southeast 4 to 6, occasionally 7 later in Portland and Plymouth, showers later in Plymouth, moderate or good. Biscay, cyclonic 3 to 5, fair then occasional rain, good, occasionally poor. Trafalgar, cyclonic 4 to 6, occasionally 7 at first, becoming variable 2 to 4 later, then southwesterly 4 or 5 later in west, showers, good, occasionally moderate. Fitzroy, Seoul, cyclonic 3 to 5, increasing 6 at times, mainly in west, occasional rain, good, occasionally poor. Lundy, Fastnet, Irish Sea, southeast 4 to 6, occasionally 7 later, occasional rain, good, occasionally poor. Shannon, cyclonic 4 to 6, becoming southeast 5 to 7, rain at times, good, occasionally poor. Rockall, southeasterly 6 to gale 8, occasionally 5 in southwest, rain, good, occasionally poor. Malin, Hebrides, southeast 5 to 7, perhaps gale 8 later, occasional rain, good, occasionally poor. Bailey, east or southeast 6 to gale 8, showers then occasional rain, good, occasionally moderate. Fair Isle, Faroes, east or southeast 5 to 7, occasionally 4 in Fair Isle, wintry showers, good, occasionally moderate. And southeast Iceland, easterly 6 to gale 8, wintry showers, good, occasionally moderate. And now the weather reports from coastal stations for 2300. Tyree, automatic, southeast by east 5, 22 miles, 1018, steady. Stornoway, east 6, 16 miles, 1020, falling slowly. Lerwick, southeast by east 4, 35 miles, 1026, rising slowly. Wick, automatic, southeast 3, rain, 14 miles, 1023, rising slowly. Aberdeen, east, southeast 3, 16 miles, 1022, now falling. Lucas, east by south 5, slight rain, 6 miles, 1021, rising slowly. Bulmer, southeast by east 4, 5 miles, 1020, rising more slowly. Bridlington, southeast 4, 1020, rising slowly. Sundetti light vessel automatic, southeast by east 5, 1 mile, 1019. St. Catherine's Point automatic, east by south 5, 1017, rising more slowly. Jersey, east by north 3, 8 miles, 1015, now falling. Channel light vessel automatic, east by north 5, 5 miles, 1015. Scilly automatic, southeast 5, 5 miles, 1012, now falling. Milford Haven, east, southeast 4, mist, 3 miles, 1,015, rising slowly. Aberporth, southeast by south, 4, recent drizzle, 11 miles, 1,015, steady. Valley, northeast, 3, slight rain, 1.5 miles, 1,016, rising slowly. Liverpool Crosby, east, 2, mist, 1,300 metres, 1,017, rising slowly. Valencia, south east by east, 4, 12 miles, 1,009, now falling. Ronald's Way, east by north, 4, 12 miles, 1,017, rising slowly. Malin Head, southeast by east, 5, 15 miles, 1,016, rising slowly. And Macrahanish Automatic, east southeast, 5, 16 miles, 1,018, rising slowly. And now here's the weather forecast for the inshore waters of Great Britain and Northern Ireland, valid for the following 24 hours, issued by the Met Office at 2300 on Saturday the 15th of February. The general situation. A large area of low pressure over the Atlantic will bring fronts in from the west at times, with some occasional outbreaks of rain or showers, perhaps wintry in the east and strengthening southeasterly winds for many areas. Cape Wrath to Rattray Head, including Orkney. Southeasterly 4 to 6, occasionally 7 in north and east. Showers, perhaps wintry, good, occasionally moderate. Rattray Head to Berwick-upon-Tweed. Easterly or southeasterly 4 or 5, occasionally 3 in Firth of Forth, increasing 6 or 7 for a time in north. Showers, perhaps wintry, good, occasionally moderate. Berwick-upon-Tweed to Whitby. South or southeast 4 or 5, occasionally 6 later. Wintry showers, good, occasionally poor. Whitby to Gibraltar Point. Southeast 4 or 5, occasionally 6 later. Rain or sleet at first, moderate or poor, becoming good. Gibraltar Point to North Foreland. Easterly or southeasterly 4 or 5, occasionally 3 at first. Rain or sleet at first, moderate or poor, becoming good. North Foreland to Selsey Bill, easterly or northeasterly 3 to 5, drizzle at first, good, occasionally moderate at first. Selsey Bill to Lyme Regis, east 4 to 6, fair, good. Lyme Regis to Land's End, including the Isles of Scilly, east or southeast 4 or 5, increasing 5 or 6, occasionally 7 later, fair, good. Land's End to St David's Head, including the Bristol Channel. East or southeast 4 to 6, fair, good. St David's Head to Great Orme Head, including St George's Channel. East or southeast 4 to 6, occasionally 3 at first. Occasional rain or drizzle at first. Moderate or good, occasionally poor at first. Great Orme Head to the Mull of Galloway. East 3 to 5, veering southeast 4 to 6, occasional rain or drizzle, moderate or good, occasionally poor. Isle of Man, east 4 or 5, veering southeast 5 or 6, occasional rain or drizzle, moderate or good, occasionally poor. Loch Foyle to Carlingford Loch, easterly or southeasterly 4 or 5, increasing 5 to 7, rain at times, moderate or good, occasionally poor. Mull of Galloway to Mull of Kintyre, including the Firth of Clyde and North Channel. Easterly 3 to 5, veering southeasterly 4 to 6, occasionally 7 in North Channel. Rain at times, moderate or good, occasionally poor. Mull of Kintyre to Ardnamurchan Point. Southeasterly 5 to 7, decreasing 4 at times in east, perhaps gale 8 later in west. Occasional rain, moderate or good, occasionally poor. Ardnamurchan Point to Cape Wrath, easterly or southeasterly 4 to 6, increasing 7 later in far south, perhaps gale 8 later in far south. Fair, then occasional rain, moderate or good. And the Shetland Isles, easterly veering southeasterly 4 to 6, wintry showers, good, occasionally moderate. And that completes the Shipping Bulletin.
On BBC iPlayer.
Hello?
from the award-winning creators of Motherland.
Must be the end of days, you leaving Chiswick.
Oh, I'm done with W4.
Amanda is back in a new place.
What is the skinny with the school? Any fun mums?
Brand new Amandaland.
I'd love you to meet...
Johannes. Yeah. Oh. I'm trying to seduce your friend.
Well, I'm sure that won't be hard.
Watch all episodes on BBC iPlayer.
Well, it's time for us to part ways for the night. For some of you, it's bedtime, and for those staying up, our colleagues at the BBC World Service will keep you company throughout the night. Another option to listen to, though, one on Radio 4 Extra for a debut drama where a trawler is heading for disaster. The crew are given a last chance to say goodbye to their loved ones. David Calder stars in The Last Call. Or Jonathan Swain is underway over on Radio 3 with Through the Night, where they bring you music from St. Gallen Festival in Switzerland. This is Kelsey Bennett, a broadcasting house in London. From me and Andrew Peach in the newsroom and the whole of the Radio 4 team, have a safe and very quiet night. Good night.
I'm Gary O'Donoghue. The US President Donald Trump has said he wants to take back the Panama Canal.
The canal is so important for the US economy and could be so important in the event of some kind of conflict in the Pacific.
The Trump administration argues America built it and US dollars paid for it.
Though Panama was independent, there was this 50 square mile canal zone that was put smack in the middle of Panama that was really the United States transplanted there.
Now Panama is stuck in a tug of war between two superpowers as China seeks to consolidate its influence in the region.
I think so far Panama being a very successful story for Beijing's diplomatic charm offense.
China's interested in strengthening its ties with larger part of the global south and Latin America.
This week on The Inquiry, we ask, how can Panama satisfy President Trump? That's after the news.
BBC News with Sue Montgomery. US officials have said that the American Secretary of State, Marco Rubio, will lead a high-level delegation in direct talks with Russian officials on ending the conflict in Ukraine. The unnamed official said the meeting would take place in the next few days in Saudi Arabia. Here's Peter Bowes.
Marco Rubio had already been due to visit Saudi Arabia as part of his first tour of the Middle East as Secretary of State, but US officials say he'll also hold talks with Russian and Ukrainian negotiators. A spokeswoman for the State Department said Mr. Rubio had spoken with Russia's Foreign Minister Sergei Lavrov as a follow-up to Donald Trump's conversation with the Russian President Vladimir Putin earlier this week. Russia said it was to lay the groundwork for an eventual summit between the two presidents.
France says it's in discussion with allies about an emergency summit of European leaders to discuss Ukraine. The meeting could take place as soon as Monday. The Polish, Dutch and UK prime ministers are among the first to signal they would attend. Britain's Keir Starmer said this was a once-in-a-generation moment for national security and containing Russia. An illegal gold mine has collapsed in Mali, killing close to 50 people. Most of the victims were women, some with children on their backs. David Bamford reports.
The collapse took place near Kenyeba in Mali's western Kayes region, where a great deal of artisanal mining takes place. Bodies were pulled from the mud and a nearby lake. Some were buried under a mechanical digger that toppled over when the collapse took place. Saturday's accident occurred at an abandoned site formerly operated by a Chinese company. Beijing is heavily invested in developing Mali's mining industries with the approval of the military government, but much activity is unregulated.
M23 Rebel.